Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Just as one is immediately frightened upon seeing a live serpent, or even the form of a serpent, one endeavoring for self-realization should similarly fear a materialistic person or a woman, and a woman. Indeed, he should not even glance at their bodily features. This is a quotation from Sri Chaitanya Chandrodaya Nataka. 12th. Aichya bata punarapi mukhena anibe, kahaya di tabe amaya yethana dekhibe. Bhattacharya, if you continue to speak like this, you will never see me here again. Therefore, you should never let such a request come from your mouth. Bhaya paya sarvabhauma nija ghare gela, vasaya giya bhattacharya chintita haila. Being afraid, Sarvabhauma returned home and began to meditate on the matter. Henakale prataparudra purushottame aila, patra mitra sange raja darshane chalila. At that time, Maharaj Prataprudra arrived at Jagannath Puri, Purushottam, and accompanied by his secretaries, ministers and military officers, went to visit the temple of Lord Jagannath. It appears that Maharaj Prataprudra used to live at Katak, his capital. Later, he shifted his capital to Khurda, a few miles from Jagannath Puri. Presently, there is a railway station there called Khurda Road. Ramananda Raya Aila Gajapati Sange Prathameyi Prabhure Asi Milila Prabhurange. When King Prataprudra returned to Jagannath Puri, Ramananda Raya came with him. Ramananda Raya immediately went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great pleasure. All Indian kings are given titles. Sometimes they are known as Chhatrapati, sometimes as Narapati, sometimes Ashwapati, and so on. The king of Orissa is considered, addressed as Gajapati. Raya pranati kaila prabhu kalila alingana duijane premaveshe karena krandana. Upon meeting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramanandare offered his obeisances. The Lord embraced him and both of them began to cry in great ecstasy of love. Raya sange prabhurade ki sneha vyavahar sarva bhakta ganirmane Haila Chamatkar. Seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's intimate dealings with Sri Ramananda Rai, all the devotees there were astonished. Raya kahi tumara agna raja ke kahila, tumari chhai raja mora vishaya chhadila. Ramananda said, I duly informed King Prataprudra of your order for me to retire from service. By your grace, the king was pleased to relieve me of these material activities. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Ramananda Raya to retire from his governorship. And according to the Lord's desire, Ramananda Raya petitioned the king. The king was very pleased to give him relief, and thus Ramananda Raya retired from service and received a pension from the government. Right? 8 shlokas, I was told. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha Shri Chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale Swayam rupah kadamahiyam dadati svapadantikam Vandeham shri guroh shri yutapadakamalam Shri gurun vaishnavamscha Shri rupam sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam tam sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha नम ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। आई ऑफर माई रेस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस टू ऑल द डिवोटीज मेनी सीनियर्स सिटिंग हियर सो विथ योर ब्लेसिंग्स वील ट्राई टू डिस्कस समथिंग फ्रॉम दिस लिटिल सेक्शन ऑफ श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत मध्य लीला Last Saturday also, same chapter. We are continuing, just two shlokas past. The chapter began with Sarabhauma Bhattacharya's request to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He requested him. There is a great king named Prataprudra Maharaj. Can you please meet him? He is very eager to receive your mercy, blessings, association. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted that popular shloka, Nishkinchanasya Bhagavad Bhajanonmukhasya Paramparam Jigimisho Bhavasagarasya. For someone who is attempting, aspiring for self-realization, close association with materialistic people and the opposite gender are great obstacles. It's like, Ha Hanta Hanta Vishabhakshanatopya Sadhu. He said it's like drinking poison, maybe more dangerous than drinking poison. And Mahaprabhu is continuing with the same explanation. He said in the 11th shloka, Akaradapi bhutevyam bhetavyam strinam vishayanam api yatha her manasah kshobaha tatha tasyakriterapi. Just by seeing a snake, one becomes immediately afraid, frightened. Similarly, a person endeavoring for self-realization should similarly be afraid of a materialistic person of the opposite gender. That's what he says. So when you say afraid of, that does not mean they are frightening. Yes, snake is definitely frightening. It's not that this Vishayi or Yoshita, they are frightening. But the material mind has a desire for sense gratification. Because a conditioned soul is entrapped in the material body and the material mind is carrying hundreds and thousands and millions of material impressions, and those impressions may induce sense gratificatory desires in the heart of a person when they come in contact with a Vishayi or Yoshita, opposite gender, or a very wealthy aristocratic person. So, considering the distracted nature of the material mind, conditioned nature of materialistic soul, separation is suggested, distance is suggested, don't get into close association. So Mahaprabhu, being a sannyasi, he is presenting this strict recommendation for all spiritual seekers to maintain safe and respectful distance from the opposite gender. Actually, there is only one male in the entire existence. You know who is that? Krishna. He is the only Purusha. Everyone else is Prakriti. Everyone else is feminine only. Whether they are in male bodies or female bodies, all jivas are prakriti. They are women only, ultimately speaking. This gender is just for one lifetime. Next lifetime gender may change, it may continue. It's temporary. But the soul is prakriti. Whether the soul enters a male body, means purusha body, or female body, or the prakriti body, essentially soul is prakriti. Constitutionally soul is prakriti. As Krishna said, in the Bhagavad Gita, apareyam itastvanyam prakritim vidhime param jiva bhutam mahabaho yayedam dharyate jagat. Apareyam itastvanyam prakritim vidhime param. After he described the nature of material prakriti, bhumirapo nalo vayuh khammano buddhirevacha, the external material nature, this material prakriti has earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, ego. These are the eight aspects of material prakriti. Beyond this material prakriti is a spiritual prakriti. Apareya mitastvanya. What is that prakriti? Jiva, the living being. Living being is also prakriti. The jiva sometimes may enter male body, sometimes may enter female body, depending on the kind of karmic baggage, fruitive baggage that they have, right? So, but jiva is essentially prakriti. Constitutionally, all jivas are prakriti, feminine in nature, not masculine. However, in the material world, in the conditioned world, the jiva starts identifying oneself with purusha. Jiva has purusha mentality. Although constitutionally the jiva is prakriti, the jiva thinks that I am a purusha. I am a purusha, I am the enjoyer, I am the creator, I am the master, I am the controller, I am the proprietor. So this is purusha bhava. This is male mentality. To control, that's like purusha swabhava is there. So constitutionally, all males and females are prakriti. But conditionally, all males and females are purusha in the material world. Whether the jiva enters a male body or a female body, this controlling nature is there. Enjoying nature is there. Thinking of oneself as proprietor, that is there. That purusha svabhava is there. So, constitutionally, every person is prakriti. Conditionally, every person is purusha. So, and acknowledging the purusha mentality of conditioned souls, sometimes even scriptures also describe all the jivas as purushas. In the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna addressed jiva as prakriti, isn't it? When it comes to 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna addresses jiva as purusha. He himself is purusha, but he is describing jiva also as purusha. Why? The jiva has purusha swabhava, purusha bhava. The mood of being a male, the mood of being a controller or proprietor or master. So, conditioned state is like that. Because the conditioned soul who enters a particular body, material body, has this enjoying nature, controlling nature. To not nourish that controlling or enjoying nature, to not instigate or fan that spark of controlling nature, a suggestion is given. Maintain respectful, safe distance between the two genders. That's what he's saying. But ultimately speaking, the jivas being a male or female, prakriti or purusha, is not such a great fact. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Bhagavan ki jai. I'm just about to say something and they manifested. I was about to say, Jivera Swarupa Hai Krishnera Nitya Das. We are all servants of, eternal servants of Radha and Gokulananji. Right? Eternal servitorship to Krishna is the ultimate Swarupa of all Jivas. So more than being a male or female, the Jiva is a servant of Krishna. Some servants are in male bodies, some servants are in female bodies, but all Jivas are servants of Krishna. So that's a higher fact. That's an eternal fact in comparison to the temporary facts of jiva's presence in a male body or a female body. However, because as long as the jiva is in particular body of a particular gender, yes, some kind of protocols and sensitivities must be observed. That's what Mahaprabhu is highlighting here. According to Vaishnava culture, every woman except one's wife must be considered as mother. Matruvat paradareshu. Every woman must be considered as mother. And sannyasis and brahmacharis, they don't have wives. For them, every woman is a mother. And Mahaprabhu is saying, you just stay away from them. It's like snake. The snake means they are not snakes. The material mind's mentality to enjoy on a material plane makes that interaction little poisonous. Like snake. So he said, observe that distance. So I am not going to meet poor Pratapradra Maharaj because he is a Vishayi apparently. So these are the finer nuances when he said that indeed he should not even glance at their bodily features. So because somebody is glancing at the bodily features closely, the material Cupid will become active. So the Cupid, the Madana, or the Kamadev's role is to induce attraction between the two opposite genders, right? So this lust is very prominent. How do we get rid of this? Answer is simple. Bhakti. In the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a beautiful shloka. Hasam hare ravanata akhila loka tivra shokashru sagara visoshana matyudaram sammohanaya rachitam nijamaya yasya bhrumandalam munikrite makaradhvajasya. Hasam hare avanata akhila loka tivra shoka ashru sagara visoshanam means when we see the beautiful smile of the Supreme Lord, all the tears, the conditioned soul is experiencing so many material miseries, and because of this material miseries, conditioned soul is lamenting, and he created an ocean of lamentation, ocean of tears, and that ocean of tears is dried up when we see the smile of Krishna. That's the meaning of this shloka. And the second half of the shloka says, Bhrumandalam munikriti makaradhvajasya. When we see the beautiful eyebrows of the Lord, expressive eyebrows that are very nicely moving as he's playing his flute or glancing upon his devotees, when we see these beautiful eyebrows of the Lord, we are being exposed to the arrows of his glances, generally from a bow. Arrows are just coming, right? So similarly, Cupid also has a bow, Pushpa Bana. So he keeps on, you know, just showering flower arrows on people to induce attraction between male and female. So to protect ourselves from those arrows, we need to focus on the bows of Lord Gokulananda. Means the eyebrows of the Lord are like bows and the glances are like arrows. When these arrows are coming upon us, we'll be protected from the arrows of the Cupid. Kandarpa darpa hara sundara divya murte kanta kuchamburu hakutmala lola drishte Kalyana nirmala gunakara divya kirte Shri Venkata chalapate tava suprabhatam. Kandarpa darpa hara sundara divya murti. Kandarpa is Cupid. Darpa means his pride. Cupid is very proud that he is very beautiful, that he can overwhelm all the men and women in this world with this attraction, material attraction. He is very proud of his talents. But when he comes in front of Krishna, Kandarpa Darpa Hara, Lord Hari does Haran. He completely steals the pride of Cupid. When my devotees look at my eyebrows, my eyes, and when they are showered by my loving glances, when they render service unto me, when they worship my lotus feet, you Cupid, you cannot do anything. You have no role to play in my pastimes or in my devotees' activities. Get lost from here. The Lord will just chase away Cupid. The Cupid will run away from devotees to the degree devotees surrender unto Krishna, worship Krishna. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, apart from giving this caution note of staying away from Vishayis and Yoshitas, he also says, more emphatically, take shelter of Krishna. So you take shelter of Krishna, perform bhakti yoga. Now, in the Padyavali, there is a beautiful shloka. We were remembering sometime recently. Kashayana cha bhojanadi niyaman ovavane vasato vyakhyana dathava bruhadvrata chalat chittodbhavakshiyate kintu sphita kalinda shaila tanaya tirecha vikridato govindasya padaravinda bhajana rambhasya leshadapi. Kashayana cha bhojanadi niyaman. Kashaya means wearing saffron cloth. So by wearing saffron cloth, one's material desires will not be eradicated. One may think, one may lust may go away if I wear saffron. No, not necessary. Lust continues to exist even if somebody wears saffron. Kashaya anna cha bhojanadi niyaman. If I control my food habits, if I eat less, maybe my lust may be controlled. My material desires may be controlled. No. Even that austerity of eating food also may not necessarily eliminate material desires. Kashaya nacha bhojanadi niyaman no vyavane vasato. If I give up all cities and enter a simple forest, secluded forest, and start doing some japa, tapa, homa, yajna, so will my material desires go away? No. Vanavas also will not destroy one's material desires. Vyakhyanadapi, if I read so many commentaries of different acharyas and then analyze from grammatical perspective, shastric perspective, linguistic perspective, philosophical perspective, will that destroy us? Not necessary. May not be. Even philosophers also, scholars also can become overwhelmed with material desires. Then Brihadvrata Chalat, by undertaking so many vows, will lust be destroyed? No, not necessary. That's why the second half of the shloka says, Kintu sphita kalinda seilatanaya tirecha vikridato govindasya padaravinda bhajana arambhasya leshadapi. Only when we take shelter of Lord Govinda, only when we start bhajan, devotional service under the lotus feet of Lord Govinda, who wanders on the bank of Kalinda Shaila Tanaya, bank of Yamuna River, then this material desires will be eradicated, then these lusty tendencies will be destroyed. So to come out of this bodily conception and the material desires induced because of this bodily conception, we need to take shelter of Lord Govinda. That's the main message of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So these are a few thoughts about this shloka, 11th shloka. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is continuing. After saying this snake and all that examples, after he said that, he continued. Bhattacharya, if you continue to speak like this, I will not even stay in Jagannath Puri. Many times whenever Mahaprabhu becomes little upset with some activities or words spoken by devotees, Mahaprabhu would say, I'll go to Alalnath. I'll not stay here. He will kind of threaten them, emotionally blackmail them. Then devotees will say, no, we'll not make this proposal anymore. So Bhattacharya said, I will not stay in Jagannath Puri if you say, you meet Prataprudra Maharaj, you meet this person, you meet that person, I will not meet. Then Prataprudra Maharaj said, Sarvam Bhattacharya became very afraid. Oh, Mahaprabhu might go away. What will happen to us if Mahaprabhu leaves? And Prataprudra Maharaj will not even get some Dur Darshan also. At least from a distance he can see Mahaprabhu. When Mahaprabhu is doing Beda Kirtan pastimes, circumambulating Jagannath Puri temple and dancing in Harinam Sankirtan, then Prataprudra Maharaj saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from his terrace. From there he was watching. He's enjoying. At least from distance he's getting some Darshan. Mahaprabhu is not agreeing to come closer. But if Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu leaves Jagannath Puri, what will happen to Prataprudra Maharaj? What will happen to all the devotees of Jagannath Puri, including Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya? So Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya wouldn't dare to put this proposal in front of Lord Chaitanya once again. But you see, devotees are so kind. Although Prataprudra Maharaj was not allowed to come in front of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even with Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya's recommendation, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has so much of love and affection and respect and reverence for Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri, he went in front of Jagannath Puri temple and he fainted. Nobody addressed the issue. Nobody even came to Lord Chaitanya and then rescued him. It was Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya who took a little cotton swab, put next to Mahaprabhu's nose, slightly it's moving. Then he understood this person is alive. Secondly, he understood what he's experiencing is not just some kind of unconsciousness because of fasting. He's in ecstasy. It's not that he has some disease that's why he fainted. He is in great ecstasy, transcendental divine ecstasy, absorption, samadhi. Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya being an advanced soul, he could understand it. And Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya is a very elderly man. Mahaprabhu is a 24-year-old sannyasi. Naturally, he had a lot of affection, fatherly affection towards Lord Chaitanya, and even taught him Vedanta. Of course, later Mahaprabhu taught him Vedanta in the correct version. but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always respected Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya like his father. even when Sarvam Bhattacharya is requesting Lord Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu is not agreeing. Whose recommendation will work? So they see the fortune of Pratapradhar Maharaj. When Sarvam Bhattacharya's proposal was rejected by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramanandarai came into picture. See, the next shloka is Ramanandarai, 14th shloka. Ramanandarai came from this bank of Godavari, Vidyanagar, to Jagannath Puri. Because during Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's South India Yatra, he met Ramanandarai on the bank of Godavari and he had a lot of discussion with Ramanandarai on Radha Krishna Tattva, Radha Krishna Leelas. So very enlivening discussion that's there in the 8th chapter previously. There he said, after 10 days of discussion, he said, Ramanandarai, just give up your government job. Resign. No problem. You just come to Jagannath Puri. I will complete my South India trip in a couple of years and I will come to Jagannath Puri. By the time you retire from your job and you also come to Jagannath Puri, we'll sit there and experience Radha Bhav. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended on this planet for multiple reasons. One reason is definitely to distribute Krishna Prema, to give us entrance into Vraja Prema, to give us holy names of Krishna, to establish Yoga Dharma. These are the reasons for Lord Chaitanya's appearance. But apart from these reasons, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also appeared to taste Radha Bhava, to taste the emotions of Srimati Radharani. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. Without Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance and mercy, we will not get access to Srimati Radharani. We will not get access to Vrindavan. Prema namad bhutartham shravana pathagatah kasya namna mahimnaham koveta kasya vrinda vanavipinamaha madhurishu pravesha kova janati radham paramarasachamatkara madhuryasimam ekas chaitanya chandraha paramakarunaya sarvamavishchakara. Prema namadbhutartha. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. Lord Krishna has come in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give us prema. Prema nama adbhutartha. To set our ultimate purpose of life as Krishna prema. Adbhutartha means wonderful purpose of human life. That is prema. Krishna prema. Prema namadbhutartha. Shravana pathagatah tasya namna mahimnah. And how did Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduce this Krishna Prema? What kind of means should we adopt to attain this goal of Krishna Prema? Nama, chanting the holy names of Krishna. You chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We'll attain Krishna Prema. Mahaprabhu gave Krishna Nam and Krishna Prema. Kova Koveta kasya vrinda vana vipinamaha madhurishu praveshaha. Who would have entered into the nectarian mellows of Vrindavan Dham without Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grace? Mahaprabhu also descended to give us entrance into the mellows of Vrindavan, to introduce to all of us the rasas of Vrindavan. Vraja Prema. It's not just Krishna Prema in some Aishwarya flavor, it's Krishna Prema in Vrindavan flavor. Then, Kova Janati Radham Paramarasa Chamatkara Madhurya Simam. Srimati Radharani is the limit of Madhurya Prema. In Vrindavan, different devotees love Krishna in different emotions. Some love Krishna as a friend, some love Krishna as a son, as their child. But the gopis of Vrindavan, the younger gopis of Vrindavan, they love Krishna as their lover. They have Madhurya Prema. And amongst all the Madhurya devotees of Krishna, Srimati Radharani is the topmost. Kova janati radham paramarasa chamatkara madhurya simam. Who would have understood that Srimati Radharani is the limit of Madhurya Prema if Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not descended? Ekas chaitanya chandraha Parama Karunaya Sarvama Vishchakara. It's one and only Chaitanya Chandra. Moon-like Chaitanya. Actually, he's more beautiful than Chandra. చైతన్య చంద్ర ఈజ్ మోర్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ దెన్ చంద్ర. అకళంక గౌరచంద్ర దీల దర్శన్ సకళంక చంద్ర ఆర కోన ప్రయోజన్. వెన్ అకళంక గౌరచంద్ర, వెన్ ద స్పాట్లెస్ మూన్ ఆఫ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు ఈజ్ అపియరింగ్, వాట్ ఈస్ ద యూజ్ ఆఫ్ మూన్ దట్ హ్యాస్ సో మెనీ స్పాట్స్ ఆన్ హిస్ ఫేస్? సో మూన్ హ్యాస్ హిడెన్ ఇన్ ఎక్లిప్స్ అండ్ గౌరచంద్ర హ్యాస్ అపియర్డ్. ఏకశ్చైతన్య చంద్ర పరమకరుణయా సర్వమావిశ్యకార విత్ హిస్ పరమకరుణ, పరమకరుణ బహుదుహిజన నితాయి గౌరచంద్ర. బికాస్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ పరమకరుణ లార్డ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు హ్యాస్ గివెన్ అస్ యాక్సెస్ టు కృష్ణనామ్, కృష్ణప్రియం, వృందావన్ ధామ్ అండ్ శ్రీమతి రాధారణి. నో దాట్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు వాట్ ఎవర్ హీ డస్ ఇన్ లైఫ్ ఆర్ ఈ సెంటర్డ్ ఆన్ టూ పర్పసెస్. వన్ ఈజ్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ పర్పస్, సెకండ్ ఈజ్ ఇంటర్నల్ పర్పస్. ఎక్స్టర్నల్ పర్పస్ ఈజ్ టు డిస్ట్రిబ్యూట్ కృష్ణనామ్ అండ్ కృష్ణప్రేమ్ టు ఎవ్రీవన్. ఇంటర్నల్ పర్పస్ ఈజ్ టు ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ద ఎమోషన్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమతి రాధారణి. కృష్ణ బికేమ్ వెరీ ఇంట్రీగ్డ్ వన్ డే ఆఫ్టర్ డిసపియరింగ్. శ్రీమతి రాధారాణి ఈజ్ రెండరింగ్ సో మచ్ సర్వీస్ టు మీ, బట్ హర్ హ్యాపీనెస్ ఇన్ సర్వింగ్ మీ ఈజ్ 10 మిలియన్ టైమ్స్ మోర్ దెన్ మై హ్యాపీనెస్ ఇన్ రిసీవింగ్ దట్ సర్వీస్. సో ఇఫ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ హర్ హ్యాపీనెస్ ఐ నీడ్ టు టేక్ హర్ పొజిషన్. ఇఫ్ ఐ అడాప్ట్ ది ఎమోషన్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమతి రాధారాణి, ఇఫ్ ఐ అడాప్ట్ ద మూడ్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ ఎ సర్వెంట్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ, నాట్ కృష్ణ. కృష్ణ వాంటెడ్ టు ఎంబ్రేస్ ద పొజిషన్ ఆఫ్ ఎ సర్వెంట్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ, కీపింగ్ అసైడ్ హిస్ పొజిషన్ ఎస్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్, సుప్రీం కంట్రోలర్, సుప్రీం క్రియేటర్, సుప్రీం అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్. హీ వాంటెడ్ టు కీప్ అసైడ్ దాట్ డిజిగ్నేషన్. హీ వాంటెడ్ టు ఎంబ్రేస్ దిస్ ఐడెంటిటీ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ ఎ సర్వెంట్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. అండ్ అమంగ్స్ట్ ఆల్ ద సర్వెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ, శ్రీమతి రాధారాణి ఇస్ ద టాప్ మోస్ట్. సో ద లార్డ్ అడాప్టెడ్ దిస్ మోడ్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమతి రాధారాణి. రాధాకృష్ణ ప్రణయ వికృతేర్హలాదిని శక్తిరస్మాత్ ఏకాత్మా నావ్ అపి భువి పురా దేహ భేదౌ గతౌ తౌ చైతన్యాఖ్యం ప్రకట మధునా తద్వయం చైక్యమాప్తం రాధాభావద్యుతి సువలితం నౌమి కృష్ణస్వరూపం. రాధాకృష్ణ ప్రణయ వికృతిర్హ్లాదిని శక్తిరస్మాత్ ఆల్ ది పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్ ఆఫ్ రాధా అండ్ కృష్ణ ఆర్ ట్రాన్స్ఫర్మేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణస్ ఇంటర్నల్ పొటెన్సీ హ్లాదిని శక్తి. ఏకాత్మానవ్ రాధా అండ్ కృష్ణ టూ హంబుల్ ఏకాత్మానవ్ ఆల్దో దేర్ వన్ అపి భువి పురా దేహ భేదౌ గతౌతు. సిన్స్ టైమ్ ఇమెమోరియల్ దే హ్యావ్ మేనిఫెస్టెడ్ దెమ్సెల్స్ ఇన్ టూ ఫార్మ్స్, దేహ భేదౌ, వన్ మాస్కులైన్ వన్ ఫెమినైన్, వన్ మేల్ ఫార్మ్ వన్ ఫీమేల్ ఫార్మ్, రాధా అండ్ కృష్ణ. ఆల్దో దే ఆర్ వన్ దే బికెమ్ టూ, ఆల్దో దే బికెమ్ టూ దే అగైన్ బికెమ్ వన్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య. చైతన్యాఖ్యం ప్రకట మధున తద్వయం చైక్యమాప్తం. ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు రాధా అండ్ కృష్ణ హ్యావ్ బికమ్ వన్ అగైన్. హౌ డిడ్ దిస్ హ్యాపన్? రాధాభావద్యుతి సువలితం నౌమి కృష్ణస్వరూపం. రాధాస్ భావ అండ్ రాధాస్ ద్యుతి వాస్ టేకెన్ బై కృష్ణ. కృష్ణస్వరూపంలో చైతన్య కృష్ణ ఓన్లీ, బట్ హీ హాస్ టేకెన్ ది భావ ఎమోషన్ ఆఫ్ రాధారాణి, ద్యుతి కాంప్లెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ రాధారాణి అండ్ బికేమ్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య. అండ్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు ఎపియర్స్ ఆన్ దిస్ ప్లానెట్ టు ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ద ఎమోషన్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమతి రాధారాణి. అండ్ ఫర్ హిమ్ టు ఎఫెక్టివ్లీ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ద ఎమోషన్స్ ఆఫ్ రాధారాణి, ఎస్పెషల్లీ ఇన్ లవింగ్ సపరేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ కృష్ణ, హీ నీడ్స్ సమ్ అసోసియేట్స్. భక్తి ఈజ్ బెస్ట్ రిలిష్డ్ ఇన్ ద అసోసియేషన్ ఆఫ్ డివోటీస్, association of like minded devotees, swajatiya. Therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Ramananda Rai, please come to Jagannath Puri, because we are like minded, we are very close to each other, you can understand my emotions. When I enter Radha Bhav, you will speak the right kind of shlokas, you will sing the right kind of songs to assist me experience that mood more intensely. When you are in certain mood and somebody comes in a different mood and then starts speaking something or singing something, your mood is spoiled. So to enhance one's mood, to enhance one's absorption in Radha Bhav, Lord Chaitanya needed some intimate associates, very confidential associates who can help him experience the emotions of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramanand Rai, can you please come, stay with me? And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has another devotee who also assists him in experiencing that Radha Bhav. Who is that? Anyone knows? Swarup Damodar Goswami. Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramanand Rai are constant associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to discuss Radha Krishna Leela, to experience Radha Bhav. But when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discusses with Prakashananda Saraswati, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he discusses pure philosophy. Right? Jiva Tattva, Ishvara Tattva, all the three kinds of energies of the Lord, Chit Shakti, Maya Shakti, Jiva Shakti. He speaks philosophy there. No Radha Krishna Tattva there. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu interacts with Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, he gives teachings of devotional service, Bhakti Yoga, and he gives them projects. Erect temples, write books, distribute transcendental literature everywhere. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu deals with different devotees in different ways. When he deals with common public, he does Harinam Sankirtan. He makes them chant the holy names of Krishna. No Radha Krishna Tattva discussions, right? So, we have seen four categories of people. Swarupa Damodar Goswami, Ramanand Rai, for Radha Krishna discussion. Sarvam Bhattacharya, Prakashananda Saraswati, for philosophical discussion. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, for temple erection and writing books. And general public, for Harinam Sankirtan. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has different kinds of relationships with different devotees. So, to experience Radha Bhav, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Ramanand Rai, please come to Jagannath Puri. Now, what was Ramanand Rai doing at that time? He was a governor in the government of Prataparudra Maharaj. You see, Prataparudra Maharaj was the king, he's the boss of Ramanand Rai. And Ramanand Rai is a servant, is a employee of Prataparudra Maharaj. Employee gets intimate invitation from Lord Chaitanya, employer gets only neglect. Okay, the boss is neglected, completely ignored, Vishayinam. And the das or the servant, the governor, he gets loving invitation, you please come. And this request by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was communicated by Ramanand Rai to Prataparudra Maharaj. He went and told Prataparudra Maharaj, as the next shloka say, Prataparudra Maharaj, my worshipable Lord is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he requested me to go to Jagannath Puri, giving up my government service, your service by the way, and assist him. So can you please give me permission to engage in his service and give up your service? You know what Prataparudra Maharaj said? Of course, go. Please go. Prataparudra Maharaj has heard Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy and his divine personality. He has heard earlier. Prataparudra Maharaj specifically heard this pastime of Lord Chaitanya, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered Vasudeva leper. You know, there is a great devotee called Vasudeva. He's a Brahmana. He had leprosy, lot of wounds and oozing sores all over his body, blood and pus are just coming. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced this devotee and made him very beautiful and handsome and relieved him from leprosy. He could have done like this, right? In videos you see, right? So they do like this and some kind of light comes and the person, ugly person becomes beautiful or diseased person becomes healthy. Mahaprabhu could have done like that. But why he has done like this? So this is sufficient, but he did like this. So this is mercy. This is affection. Okay. This is some compassion you are showing. I am above you. I am superior to you. We are just dependent on me. I am showing some kindness. Okay. Kindness. But it's not just kindness. It's not just mercy. Hare Krishna. He's embracing with loving affection. So mother may bless the child, but her blessing is not just this mudra. Her blessing is a hug, a loving embrace. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of a loving mother or an affectionate father, he embraced this Vasudeva leper with so much of parental affection. And that really touched the heart of Prataparudra Maharaj. He has heard this pastime, my God. How much affection that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have for his devotees? he could have just relieved him by doing some magic. He could have relieved him from leprosy. He did not just do miracle. He showed affection, parental affection. That really touched the heart of Pratapadra Maharaj. So Pratapadra Maharaj, since then, he has been contemplating, when will I get an opportunity to meet Lord Chaitanya? Meanwhile, Ramananda Rai came and said, Ramananda Rai, Pratapadra Maharaj, can you please relieve me from government service? Till Mahaprabhu does South India Yatra, I can serve you. After that, just I'm resigning. When Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami had to resign their job in Nawab Hussain Shah's government, they did not get relief so easily. They had to escape, they had to show some diplomacy, they had to cheat some people, and they had to trick Nawab Hussain Shah and his soldiers. Somehow they managed to come and surrender. But for Ramananda it was very easy, because the king is also a Vaishnava. Therefore, those who are ruling, the leaders also should be Vaishnavas. Then they will understand Vaishnavas' hearts. They will facilitate devotional service. Nawab Hussain Shah wasn't like that. Nawab Hussain Shah did not allow Sanatana Goswami. In fact, when he said, I want to retire from your service, he arrested Sanatana Goswami. Then Sanatana Goswami bribed the jailer, saying that you are a great scholar. Can you release me? He just kind of flattered him and he escaped from the jail. So Ramananda Rai was so fortunate to get a king or an employer like Pratapadra Maharaj, that Ramananda got this opportunity to associate with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only because of Pratapadra Maharaj. Pratapadra Maharaj, last week we discussed, Pratapadra Maharaj arranged for the accommodation of all the Navadvip devotees who came from Navadvip to Jagannath Puri for Rath Yatra. He arranged for their accommodation for one full monsoon season, 4 months. He also arranged for their prasadam. He also arranged for the accommodation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Kashi Mishra's house. You see, not only these services, Pratapadra Maharaj also has arranged for Mahaprabhu's experience of Radha Bhav by releasing Ramananda Rai from his service. How much service Pratapadra Maharaj has done? So much seva. To come to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa and Sanatan had to undergo so much of distress, tremendous amount of distress, so many life risks, life threats. But Ramananda Rai was not only given relief from government service, he was given pension also. Without work, you can get salary. Can you just imagine? You continue to get salary, I'll not even, you don't have to even work for me. Not only Ramananda Rai, Ramananda Rai's family members also are working under Pratapadra Maharaj, Gopinath Patnaik. And when Gopinath Patnaik once he had to pay some taxes and money to the government, he could not pay. But because he happens to be a devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Pratapadra Maharaj released Gopinath Patnaik from imprisonment, and he even said, you don't have to pay whatever you have to pay. From this day, I'm doubling your salary. It's a very long story. You can see Antilila. See how much service Pratapadra Maharaj has done. He's facilitating Mahaprabhu's experience of Radha Bhav by sending Ramananda Rai. But still he's not getting any mercy, attention from Lord Chaitanya. Mahaprabhu says, if you come with this proposal again, I will leave Jagannath Puri. To that degree, Mahaprabhu is threatening Sarvam Bhattacharya. But when one devotee fails in his attempt to get some mercy of the Lord towards another devotee, other devotees should not give up. Okay. So here is a senior sannyasi, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First, Sarvam Bhattacharya went, please show some mercy on Pratapadra Maharaj. Mahaprabhu said, no. You should not come with this proposal again. Then next, Ramananda Rai went, giving proposal. Mahaprabhu, do you know how great Pratapadra Maharaj is? Pratapadra Maharaj released me from government service. He gave me pension also. He's very happy. He's a wonderful devotee of yourself. Amazing. And Mahaprabhu, he is hearing very clear glories of Pratapadra Maharaj right in front of him, spoken by Ramananda Rai. He will not speak a lie. But still, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Krishna will be merciful towards him. He did not say, oh really, I'll meet him. He did not show any enthusiasm to meet Pratapadra Maharaj. He says, Krishna will be definitely merciful towards this devotee if he has done so much service for you. Okay, fine. Mahaprabhu is like hiding his emotions. इनफैक्ट इट वॉज डिफिकल्ट फॉर लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु ऑल्सो टू हाइड ऑल हिज इमोशंस राइट दे आर लिटिल विजिबल समटाइम्स हिज अफेक्शन फॉर प्रतापद महाराज इज समटाइम्स लिटिल विजिबल बट ही हैज हाइडिंग ओ आई एम अ सन्यासी आई एम नॉट सपोज टू मीट दिस किंग्स सो ही इज हाइडिंग सो वन डे ही सैड I'll just go a little slowly. Sarabhaum Bhattacharya requested Lord Chaitanya. Mahaprabhu rejected. Ramanandaray also glorified Prataprudra Maharaj so many times and still Mahaprabhu did not show any inclination towards him. Later, Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu's very intimate associate, Nityananda Prabhu personally requested Lord Chaitanya, can you please meet Prataprudra Maharaj? Mahaprabhu rejected then also. And the way he rejected revealed how much he is eager to meet him. He said, Nityananda Prabhu, Ramananda Rai, Sarabhaum Bhattacharya, you are repeatedly requesting me to meet Ramananda Rai. Should I go to Katak and then meet him? They never requested like that, by the way. They said, you just meet him, he will come to you. But Mahaprabhu said, should I go there and meet him? Means he is very eager to go there and meet him also. But he is hiding. He is hiding all his emotions within. And he asked Damodar Pandit. Damodar Pandit is very straightforward, brutally honest brahmachari. He can even correct Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and pull his ears and discipline him also. He can take a stick. So, Damodar, Mahaprabhu asked Damodar, if I meet this king, whole world will criticize me. What to speak of whole world? Even Damodar also will criticize me. Do you know that? Damodar, do you think I should meet him? Then you know Damodar, he's very honest, right? Super honest. No filter here. He doesn't polish his words in a very nice way. He'll just speak straightforward. Mahaprabhu, I can clearly see that you are merciful to Prataprudra Maharaj. Even if all of us will stop you, you will definitely meet him. I can see that. Mahaprabhu did not know where to. My God, why did I ask him in the first place? So Mahaprabhu has a very special intimate association with Damodar. Actually, Damodar, because he's little vocal, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, you go and stay with my mother Sachi. Don't stay in Jagannath Puri. Go and be there. Serve her. You'll become purified. He went. Served mother Sachi. And came back after a while. To Jagannath Puri. To meet Lord Chaitanya. Then Mahaprabhu asked, how is my mother? Very good. How is her devotional service? Then Damodar Pandit became furious. You are asking about the devotional service of your mother? Whatever devotional service you have, whatever little bhakti you have, is only by the grace of your mother Sachi. And you are inquiring about her bhakti. Then Mahaprabhu became a little uncomfortable and then he said, actually, Damodar, by saying this statement, you have purchased me. I have become sold out to you. Because whenever a devotee's devotional service is highlighted, more than even himself, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes happy. We should be very eager and enthusiastic and be happy to hear the glories of other devotees. We should not feel uncomfortable when in front of us some another devotee is being glorified. Why is there? Where are they glorifying him? They don't know my glories. We may sometimes think like that. But we should be very happy to hear the glories of other Vaishnavas. Just as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very happy to hear the glories of other devotees. Except one. That is Prataprudra Maharaj. At this stage. After some time he will hear. So at this stage he is exhibiting the reservation that a sannyasi is supposed to have to meet a very materialistic person who is involved in so many things. But if that so-called materialistic person happens to be a pure devotee, the Lord will not have any hesitation. But he is showing some initial hesitation only to set an example for common people. Very soon he will show his mercy. So this is the nature of devotees. Now Ramanandara is glorifying Lord our Prataprudra Maharaj so much that Ramanandarai is indirectly, at this moment, indirectly requesting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you should better meet Prataprudra Maharaj. And all the associates of Lord Chaitanya also are very very sensitive to Mahaprabhu's emotions, at the same time, like directly or indirectly little aggressive in pushing Lord Chaitanya to go and meet Prataprudra Maharaj. This is the nature of Vaishnavas. When we happen to get the grace of the Lord, grace of Guru, grace of some glorious devotees, we should not be greedy or selfish to keep all the mercy to ourselves only. We should share it with others. We should not be very greedy or selfish in retaining all the blessings and intimate association and the fortune that comes in the association of an exalted devotee. We should also try to share and distribute with others. That's the mode of compassion. And when others receive some mercy, we should genuinely feel happy. We should genuinely rejoice the good fortune of other devotees. This is called non-enviousness. Suhurdam sarvabhutanam. A devotee is a genuine well-wisher of all living entities. What to speak of fellow devotee? If he can't be a well-wisher of our fellow devotees with whom we are performing devotional service, how can we be happy and compassionate towards all living beings? How can we be well-wishers of all living beings? That's the definition of a devotee. We need to be compassionate and be well-wishers of all living beings. Suhurdam sarvabhutanam. But all the associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are not like that. They're completely non-envious. They're endeavoring their best to get La Mahaprabhu's mercy and direct connection with Pratapradhar Maharaj. And when Pratapradhar Maharaj has already got that connection, like last week we discussed, he goes to Jagannath Vallabh Gardens. Mahaprabhu is resting there because he was tired of dancing in Rath Yatra. Then Pratapradhar Maharaj went and sang Gopi Gita. And Mahaprabhu showered his mercy upon Pratapradhar Maharaj. So at that time, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became very happy. At that time, Nityananda Prabhu became very happy. Ramanandara became very happy. All the Vaishnavas became happy. When Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Ramakeli, all the Vaishnavas there, they did not feel envious. They did not feel jealous of Rupa and Sanatana. They became so ecstatic. When Rupa Goswami came to Jagannath Puri, he was writing these beautiful books, Lalita Madhav, Vidagdha Madhav. His accommodation was in Haridas Thakur's hut. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the writings of Rupa Goswami, he became so impressed with the pearl-like handwriting of Rupa Goswami and the content, which is very deep, glorifying Lord Chaitanya, glorifying holy name. Mahaprabhu thought, let me bring Ramanandarai, Swarupa Damodara Goswami, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and all the prominent devotees of Jagannath Puri and introduce these devotees to Rupa Goswami. Actually, introduce Rupa Goswami to these devotees. Then in the presence of all these stalwart devotees, constant associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami was asked, open your poetry and start singing. Start speaking this poetry. Then Rupa Goswami felt so shy, so embarrassed, so humiliated. Not humiliated, he became very humble. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pushed him, you should read. While pushing our Rupa Goswami to read the shlokas that he has composed, Mahaprabhu is observing the emotions of other devotees. Who are they? Swarupa Damodara Goswami, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Ramanandarai. They were rejoicing. They had no envy. They had absolutely no envy. Just because Rupa Goswami is little new to that Sangha and these devotees have never met Rupa Goswami, still these devotees are very loving and very accommodative to Rupa Goswami. They were encouraging him. So Vaishnava thinking or Vaikuntha thinking is every devotee should be allowed to render service to Krishna to the best of his or her ability. And every devotee must be engaged and appreciated for the service that they are able to render to the Lord, whether it is small or big. Every contribution is valued. So this is the mood of Vaishnavas. There is no jealousy. When another devotee is flourishing in Krishna consciousness, when they are getting some special blessings and special opportunities for service to the Lord, then we should not feel envious or uncomfortable. We should celebrate, genuinely rejoice the success of other devotees. When they become successful in rendering some service or chanting the holy names or accomplishing something in the service of Guru and Krishna, then we should genuinely appreciate them without feeling jealousy. This is the mood of Vaikuntha. In Vrindavan Dham, in Goloka Vrindavan Dham, Srimati Radharani renders service to Krishna. And all the hundreds and thousands and millions of gopis assist her in her service to Krishna. Then Srimati Radharani thinks that these gopis also should be able to directly serve Krishna. Let me assist them in their service to Krishna. So the gopis wanted to assist Radharani in her service to Krishna, and Radharani wants to assist the gopis in their service to Krishna and trying to find ways and means to bring all these gopis in direct connection with Krishna. But the gopis are feeling so shy and so humble that they want to be in the background. Radharani, you serve, we'll assist you. So this is the mood of Goloka Vrindavan. Srimati Radharani is like a creeper of bhakti. And all the gopis are like flowers and leaves and twigs of that creeper. And Krishna's pastimes are like water sprinkled on that creeper. When water is sprinkled on the creeper, automatically the leaves and twigs are nourished. Similarly, the gopis are also thinking, when Radharani directly engages in pastimes with Krishna, we are automatically nourished. So we need to rejoice, we need to take pleasure in assisting other Vaishnavas in their devotional service to Guru and Krishna. We should be enthusiastic to render service. And if we are asked to render direct service also, we will be enthusiastically rendering that. But ultimately the mood of a devotee is to be dasanudas. Dasanudaso bhavitasmi bhuyaha. Aham hare tava padaika moola dasanudaso bhavitasmi bhuyaha. I want to become the servant of the servant of the servant of your servants, O Lord. The Lord says, my servants are not as dear to me as the servants of my servants. So becoming a devotee of devotee is a greater position. Devotee of devotee of devotee is much greater position. Servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna is much greater position. So that is spiritual hierarchy, totally against material hierarchy. So all the devotees like Ramananda Rai, Nityananda Prabhu, Jagadananda Pandit, Damodar Pandit, Swarupa Damodar Goswami, Sarvam Bhattacharya, all these wonderful devotees are constantly endeavoring to recommend the name of Prataparudra Maharaj and highlight his devotional service so that Mahaprabhu agrees to meet him, shower his blessings upon him and gives him the fortune of his direct audience. This is how a devotee community should encourage every other member in the devotee community. So with that camaraderie, with that collaboration, with that love for each other, we will be able to experience the sweetness of loving Vaishnava relationships, and Krishna will be pleased with that. When devotees are envious of each other, jealous of each other, competing with each other, comparing with each other, and trying to outsmart others, defeat others, outshine others, Krishna will not feel very happy. When two kids in a family, they are constantly competing with each other, trying to dominate each other, parents will not be happy. But then when they are friendly with each other, parents will be happy. Similarly, all the devotees, when they lovingly cooperate with each other, help each other in coming closer to Krishna, Krishna will be so happy. As he himself declares in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, he says, Varam vrinidvam bhadram vo yuyam me nripanandanam sauhardena prithak dharma tushto ham sauhrudena va. Sauhardena aprithak dharma, with great friendship, loving relationships, you have rendered service to me for such a long time. Tushtoham sauhrudena va, I am very pleased with your friendly relationships. When devotees are friendly to each other, nice to each other, Krishna will be very happy. So let's make Krishna happy by encouraging each other, and Mahaprabhu's leelas are showing so much of, giving so many insights into Vaishnava relationships and friendships. It's filled with love and affection. And ultimately, Mahaprabhu will show mercy towards Prataparudra Maharaj. Why did he delay that mercy? Last week we discussed very elaborately. Only to reveal the determination, devotion, detachment, and intense emotions of Prataparudra Maharaj, Mahaprabhu kept him in waiting for a while. And he also revealed to all of us how, when the Lord is delaying mercy upon some Vaishnava, how other Vaishnava should help him and assist him, pacify the devotee give some emotional support to that devotee. Don't worry. Don't think that it is Mahaprabhu's neglect. He's actually merciful towards you. You should encourage that devotee. Devotee may be in some trouble. So we need to emotionally support the devotee and encourage the devotee. And that's what all the Vaishnavas are doing to Prataparudra Maharaj. And Mahaprabhu revealed the glorious determination of Pratapradhara Maharaj by delaying the mercy. And he also revealed the wonderful emotions and loving nature of other associates who pacified Pratapradhara Maharaj. Sometimes we may doubt Lord Chaitanya, why is he behaving like this? Why is he so strict? Mahaprabhu, at the risk of being misunderstood by common people as over-strict sannyasi, he highlighted the devotional qualities of his devotees. Can you see this? Mahaprabhu wouldn't mind. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw his personal servant in South India Yatra, who is that Kalakrishna Das, he became distracted from Lord Chaitanya's service. He went to meet Bhattatharis. He left Lord Chaitanya and started associating with the gypsy people. Bhattatharis, Mahaprabhu went personally, rescued him, pulled him by Sikha and brought him back to his company and allowed Kalakrishna Das to continue to assist him for the remaining yatra, which is almost 1 year. Mahaprabhu South India yatra is for 2 years. And Mahaprabhu encountered this incident, Kalakrishna Das going to Bhattatharis. That event happened somewhere in Tamil Nadu. And Mahaprabhu did not even complete half of his yatra. The rest of the yatra is there. So he allowed him to continue to assist him. And after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought Kalakrishna Das in the company, in the association of Nityananda, Jagadananda, Damodara, Mukunda, he said, this person left me and went to Bhattatharis. I am not responsible for him. I reject him, apparently. If he has to reject him, why did he not reject him in Tamil Nadu? Why he has to reject in Jagannath Puri? Because Mahaprabhu knows, if I apparently reject him in Jagannath Puri, other devotees will take care of him. Let me be perceived as a strict or quote-unquote fanatic, whatever. That's fine. I want to show mercy upon him through my devotees. I want to set the standard of a strict sannyasi. That's my purpose. I will fulfill that purpose. But I want to be merciful to this devotee also. That purpose will be fulfilled by my devotees. So, let my devotees be known as more merciful than me. When I become strict, my devotees become very merciful. So, to highlight the devotional qualities and merciful attitude of his devotees, Mahaprabhu may even take a back seat in showing mercy. Although he is Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prima Pradayati. So he is Mahavadanyaya. He directly shows mercy. But he is Mahavadanyaya also because he shows mercy through his devotees. Through other devotees. And in fact, he highlights his devotees' mercy more than even his own mercy. Bhaktanam Manavardhanam. The Lord is Bhaktanam Shem Abhipsataha. He is always desiring auspiciousness for his devotees and bhaktanam manavardhanam also. The Lord increases the fame of his devotees and he takes a low profile. This is Mahaprabhu's speciality. And we are extremely fortunate that we have got access to the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So we are eternally grateful and indebted to all the Vaishnava Parampara for giving us access to the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you very much. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.